Don't worry about it.
I'm really in the mood for a Lambrusco.
Oh, you're into Lambrusco right now? You and Lisa. Have you been talking to Lisa? Lisa's like always been diehard Lambrusco.
I had the best Lambrusco at Funky. Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
I know. Did you buy it? Did you find out what it is?
I found out what it is. It's like $20 a bottle.
Oh, send it over.
I will.
I've been sober for 2 days.
Why the fuck is everyone going sober? What is wrong?
I'm going hard right now because of this. This whole dermatitis thing, which it is getting better. It's just not like 100%. I'm like, what if I don't drink and see if that's going to help?
I wish I could go to a place like that in my head.
What?
To be like, let's not drink tonight and see what happens. It's not fun, right?
It's boring. But I.
Why?
But then when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, oh. Like, I don't remember. Like, it's crazy because usually I always have like wine or something, and waking up without it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel kind of good. It's fucked up. But at night, I'm like cursing the world.
No one wants to hear how good you feel after.
No, I think there's like two minds. It's like from like 4 p.m. to the until I go to sleep, that's like a different person in there talking. They're about to come on right now. I have an hour and a half before that person enters the room.
And he's like, thirsty.
Thirsty, m'lady? Yeah. You know what sounds cozy? A little glass of wine.
I don't like the wet look, I don't think.
I like it in photos. I like a little glow, but I do not want the forehead or the chin or the nose glowy. Like the cheeks can glow.
Yeah, I don't want the chin, the forehead, no.
The Kylie, this brings me to one of the topics I wanted to discuss. The Kylie Jenner Sprinter ad, she's like kind of wet, like legit wet.
Oh, I like a That's wet hot. Look, like That's hair hot. And everything. Wait, can we see what it is?
I'm going to show.
Why do I feel so disjointed in my brain?
Why?
I'm like, can we see what it is?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, she actually has a wet look. I think it was one of her cosmetic or her sprinter. Okay, so why, and am I alone in weirdly being obsessed? Look, she's like wet.
Okay, her hair's, it looks like flash dance. Her hair's wet too.
Flash dance.
You know?
Okay, is anybody else weirdly perplexed by the Timothée Chalamet, Kylie Jenner union?
Not at all.
It keeps me up at night.
Why? He's so adorable.
Because he's so adorable.
He's so fucking adorable. She feels...
And I just don't think... I think he's cooler than her. Sorry, Kylie.
No.
Yeah.
She is a... She's just... Underneath it all, she's that sweet little girl. I mean...
Listen,
you'd be like...
She's a pretty girl. There's no argument. She's a billionaire.
She really is.
And clearly, she has game. But I can... Her and Travis Scott, to me, like, okay.
They made more sense.
They have... Didn't they... Have one baby, break up, and then get back together and have another baby?
Yes.
Anyway, that made more sense to me. Chalamet is like this little waify, heartthrob teen. Like, and I don't know why. He's older than her. And he's taller than her, even though I feel like he's like miniature compared to her. I don't know any, but I don't know why it puzzles my mind.
She's 20. Jesus Christ.
He's 29. Don't worry. I already did their horoscopes. She's a Leo. He's a Capricorn.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. One day before Ezzy.
He looks better with facial hair.
I don't know. I can't. It's bothering
me. He's like Ratatouille without any.
I just feel like he's so A-list.
I can't shake the first movie he did with the grapefruit.
Which? Oh, Call Me By Your Name? I never saw it. Did a grapefruit... Did you see it?
I'm equally as lost on that one.
Did a grapefruit go inside of him? It did?
Mm-hmm. Or did...
How? The other
way around. Not inside of him. He went inside of a grapefruit, that's what I think.
Oh.
He also seems too long.
He's done some, Call Me By Your Name. He's done some disturbing movies. He also did that movie Bones and All. Did you see that?
Oh, look at the grapefruit.
Bones and All. You guys, Bones and All is when they like eating people.
What?
Yeah. Disturbing. Super disturbing. It was the Golden Globes that put me over the edge, the two of them there.
I thought they looked adorable. I really do. I
like
them.
Did you see the Demi Moore snub?
No. How do you find all this shit?
I'm barely on Instagram, and these are the things that find me. They must think I'm totally vapid.
What's the Demi Moore snub?
It'll just be like, it'll a reel. It'll be like, will you look up Demi Moore snub? Kylie Jenner. Yeah. You guys, you need to tell me if you think it's kind of fucked up, but I guess apparently.
Who snubbed who?
Demi Moore snubs.
These two are adorable too.
Demi Moore snubs Kylie Jenner, but then later says, I didn't mean to or whatever. It's this. So look. So then she turns her back on her, but first she tries to like talk to her and she like totally ignores her.
See, look how good he looks.
Yeah, so good. So too good. Too good for her?
No, I think they're adorable.
Fine.
I know. That's not what you want to hear.
I just want you to have some theory or some like something to put me at ease. I'm not at ease with it. It's keeping me up at night.
The whole Timothy thing.
It's happening. Okay, look.
I just wonder what they talk about.
Exactly.
Like, what is a normal interaction between them? Like, what do they do?
That's what I'm trying to think. What do they do? What are their conversations like? That's exactly what I'm thinking, Kyle. And like, what does the phone calls look like?
You have an immensely talented actor on one side.
Yeah.
And a bizarrely... Yeah. successful businesswoman.
That's fair to say.
See?
But in this crazy world of
Hollywood.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I want to know, like, what's the convo? What is the connection? Okay. So, you know Lofty, the alarm clock that I now
Jesus
like and didn't
Christ.
Like?
Christ.
Well, they're making mouth tape now. They're on the mouth tape train.
Hard pass, Samantha.
So, have you ever tried mouth tape to sleep?
I've never even heard of it. What is that? That's something you just made up.
No. You put it over your mouth. You tape your mouth shut so you don't snore.
Oh, wow. I know a couple people that could use that.
No, it's not so you don't snore.
It is.
No.
What do you think it's
supposed? Can you Google it, Halston? It's supposed to make you sleep deeper. Mouth tape is a strip of adhesive tape used
reducing
to intentionally
snoring.
Close the mouth during sleep with the goal of forcing the user to breathe through their nose, potentially reducing snoring and improving sleep quality by encouraging nasal breathing.
That would make me panic. I just did one breath through my nose and I don't like it.
Same, but so some of them have little slits for you to breathe through. But so I'm like, but then if you're breathing through that, then are you actually, like, what's the point of taping your mouth?
What if you throw up in your mouth? What happens?
How often are you throwing up in your mouth?
When I lay down. But also like ripping that off every morning. They come in packs of 30. Like every night you're going to use a new one.
Forget it.
Yeah. Well, I had sort of forgotten about it. And then I got an email that Lofty is now on the train.
Lofty seems a little shifty.
Lofty's about all things sleep.
No, I got that. But they're shifty sleepers.
Why?
I don't know.
What's
I get a bad vibe from them.
Why?
I just do.
Well, because of the return and their customer service?
Yep, I just don't. And now they're pushing mouth tape. It's No.
Can you, oh yeah, there you go.
This is so.
Breathe right, sleep tight. I'm all of, when you get to be, when you get to be this age, I feel like all I care about is good sleep. Transform your nights and energize your mornings with Lofty mouth tape. Designed to enhance your sleep and overall wellness. It encourages nasal breathing. Why would nasal breathing be? Oh, supports better oxygen intake.
Hostage is the name of that brand?
Wait, what? Did they send it?
Yeah, they send it.
What?
Honest review.
Wait, really? Who's? Okay. Hostage. I mean, it's just the name alone. This one doesn't have a hole.
Yeah, it's called Hostage.
Who wants to?
That's what
I'm doing. Get the Hostage. I mean, it's get the Hostage. I need to sleep. This actually just feels like a Band-Aid. I bet you could make your own.
Do it. Put it on your lips.
Okay. My sweet little lips that are healing from my beeswax allergy. Okay. Oh, it's like a fabric Band-Aid. Okay. Use your tin. I didn't get a tin, Halston.
Oh,
it's not that sticky. It's not that sticky. I was worried.
Because you need to be able to pop your mouth open if you vomit or do something like that.
Interesting. Comfortable. Good night.
You look like a clown.
Can I breathe? It does feel like I'm a hostage. It's not that sticky. But I guess you wouldn't want it that sticky. Look. new one.
Holy shit, there's a lot in here.
30-day supply, probably. It's like it's a Band-Aid.
Is it supposed to stop the snoring?
I think that might be a bonus of it, but this.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah. Oh, you can breathe through that? You can breathe through that. The science is that you wake up feeling more rested. It helps with recovery. There's all these things. I don't know that it's actually been verified by any science. Look at her. She's calm. Are you calm? Mm-hmm. Does it help you? Mm-hmm. Oh, are you on board now?
You don't have to choose between your mouth and your nose. It just says your mouth is not working.
Yeah, but you still can get air through there.
You can, then that's nice. In case you throw up, you know?
Hold on, I need a picture. Oh my God, wait, that just looks funny.
Wait, how funny is that?
I don't think that's going to stay on through the night.
How funny that yours looks like that and mine looks like this.
What's the difference? Your lips are better than mine?
No.
Mine is an outline of concealer and yours is just lipstick.
Yeah.
Oh. Hello, Luca. That is really nice. You might want to take one home to try on the misses, Kyle. Nice catch, feet.
On the misses.
On the misses.
So what are you doing for your birthday?
Nothing.
Where are you going out of town?
Oh, I'm going to Napa. Where are you going?
For your birthday?
No.
For what?
For my friend's 50th.
Is Mike going? Who's turning 50?
Sherry, my friend I work with.
Where are you staying?
I don't know.
Do you have a reservation somewhere? You should know.
She booked reservations. She did everything.
Oh, that's fun. Mm-hmm. I would want to know where I'm staying.
Looks nice. I Googled it.
Oh, you don't know the name?
No. You know what's nice? She booked a tasting.
Mm-hmm.
And at first, my head is still stuck, like I'm 23,
mm-hmm.
where I'm like, let's hit up 6 vineyards, you know? But like by the third, you're just like, I'm wasted.
I know. Yeah. And it starts off so fun.
Yeah. And you're like finishing
and
everything.
And then you're like.
Yeah. And then the next one, you're eating like a lot of oyster crackers. And you're like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then by the fourth, you're like, I'm going to be hungover before dinner.
Well, it just makes you so sleepy too, especially the reds, which I love. But day drinking reds. Not opposed to, but
I'm not either, but still it's a lot. The tasting's just 2 vineyards where I'm like, when you know you only have
two. Where's the itinerary? I wanna know what you're doing.
Oh, right here.
Show me. Did you ever come on that wine train with us for Jenny's when we went up for Jenny's wedding? The wine train?
No, I wasn't invited.
Oh. Makes sense.
I was with your other friend.
You were at the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was fun. It's like a wine tasting on a train in Napa. This is exactly what it sounds like. It was. And they feed you, too.
This is going to be a great birthday weekend.
Yeah, I know. You got to celebrate.
I mean, just boom.
So what are we going to do for your birthday, which is the day before you leave?
I don't know. What should we do?
Do you want to do something? Because your last year's birthday, you were like, we were wigging out.
Last year's birthday was like trauma bonding.
Last year's birthday, Connie came in a bad mood.
Yeah, because no one pre-partied with me.
Oh, see, this is the problem. Sometimes you're not straightforward about what you need, and then you don't get it, and then you're upset the rest of the night when easily your expectations could have been met.
They could have. Had thoughtful friends and said, hey, do you want a pre-party? But no, everyone's like, hey, let's all meet up and pre-party before her birthday.
And then why? Where did we pre-party?
Shuffle in by myself.
At my house?
Yeah. You all pre-partied at your
house. Who was at my house?
You and Annie and Megan. All pre-partied.
Like one drink before we left?
One drink too. It's all a pre-party.
Who was at your house with you?
No one.
No one?
Zero.
Okay.
Besides my lonesome Uber driver.
There was something else you were upset about.
No, there wasn't. That was it. That was it. Everyone enjoyed their pre-party.
Hmm.
And then I showed up to dinner.
And you couldn't get any enjoyment out of the dinner?
I was like... felt like people had already been drinking. It was just like, ah.
No, and then like Betsy was unraveling because she thought you didn't love her anymore.
Yeah, it was just weird. And then,
Megan was jocking
you. I had
you.
Too many people trying to micromanage the situation where I just wanted to be upset and pissed off at everyone.
Oh, and still have dinner with us?
Yeah. It's a pre-party. It's a fucking pre-party.
I wouldn't call it that. It was more of proximity. Who was close to us? Who was close? Like, didn't we drive together? Didn't Annie, didn't I drive with somebody? Megan, no.
Yeah. You picked up Megan.
I didn't pick up anybody. Everyone came to my house and I drove from there.
No, everyone drove to your house to pre-party.
Okay.
And then you all took one car.
Well, I'm glad you're finally telling me your honest take.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hated everyone for 12 hours.
Okay, so do you want to do anything this year?
Why? So everyone can meet up prior and then I just drop me off at a location?
You're already like sabotaging it.
What do you want to do?
Pre-party? Just pre-party.
To be honest with you, that's what I just want to pre-party.
Yeah.
It's a fucking pre-party.
She definitely wants a pre-party.
There's nothing better than a pre-party. I don't even want a party. I just want a pre-party.
Like once you're ready. Once you're already ready.
Well, you have your dressing drink.
Well, yeah, your dressing drink. Your dressing drink is
cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Nom, nom, nom,
that's romantic.
Easy. The shower drink.
Yeah. Yeah. My shower won't get that burning hot right now, and it's driving me insane. I like a burning hot shower.
Mine too, but I need to open the valve. Oh, I close all glass panels because it opens, the top panel opens to let, and I close it up.
Well, do you have an actual steamer in there too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I crank it up to the hottest level possible, and then I cover my tailbone because it burns so bad, like a little penguin. Mike, because when I go in, if I don't mess with the temperature, I'm like, who was showering? Like a newborn? Like it's like you could hit the water right here.
Duron too. But so
I hate it.
Wait, so what did you say you need to open the valve? You mean of the water heater? Or where you can turn it up?
Since we built onto the house, there's not, the valve is too strong. I said that wrong. The valve is too small.
So what do?
You make it bigger.
How?
So that water can just fucking pummel
you. Have to change the whole, just like the in the shower or not like the whole thing?
No, the DWP has to come out.
Oh, God.
And
that's a shame.
And blow your valve out, you know?
I'm in a part of the hills where the water pressure is so strong. So that's not my problem. My problem right now is there's like the cartridge that controls hot and cold is not working. So I have to turn on either my bathtub or a sink in my bathroom to get the hot water over to the shower from the water heater. Do you know what I mean? Like, so each fixture has a hot and a cold that pulls water to it. The shower one is on its last leg, so it's like barely working. But if I pull it from the sink or the bathtub, it'll get to the shower. So I've ordered all these pieces and it's like taking 2 months.
You should do?
Shower at a different shower?
Or call a plumber.
No, I've had it. He's the one who told me this is the problem. Because I thought maybe my hot water heater wasn't working or I needed to turn it up or something. No, he came. He's like, you have to order a new one, which of course it's taking 2 months to get it.
Horse shit.
So I was thinking about maybe showering downstairs this weekend, mixing it up.
Because you don't want to shower in the kid's shower. Hey, I was thinking about your kid's shower.
Oh, I need you to redo the thing, the curtain.
Does anyone still take a bath in your family?
They do, yeah.
Who does?
Why? What's your problem? Oh, you want me to blow it out and just make it into a shower?
No, why don't you just put glass doors on it?
Well, I have a glass door on it.
No, I'm saying like legit glass, like just enclose it. So if someone wants to take a bath, they open the door, they take a bath. What's the long-term plan?
It's not a bad idea. It's just such a small bathroom to have two glass panels. I'd have to leave the one that's there and then add another one and it would like open like French doors kind of.
I would just redo the whole thing.
No, what are you going to put on a slider?
No. Ew, gross.
Exactly.
No.
It's not, the room isn't big enough to have a panel of glass that big to open. Do you get what I mean?
I get what you mean.
How do you plan it opening and closing it?
I don't know. I'd have to go again. Sorry.
Okay. You can solve that problem for me. Or I'll do what you did with the one from the ceiling. But they're so hideous. The curtains, shower curtains. Ugh.
That's why I do real curtains. I would never order a shower curtain. Just get a curtain you like.
It's going to get wet.
Who cares?
What do you mean?
It's a fucking curtain.
And it holds water off?
Like a plastic curtain? Or like
a
No, like just a regular curtain.
But it's going to get moldy.
It's going to like absorb the water.
How is it any different than a shower curtain?
The plastic, the water bounces.
That's a shower liner. That is not a shower curtain. That's a liner.
And then you have a liner. Fine.
That's not how you described it.
You're leaving out a major piece of this.
I don't have a liner.
Well, okay, now we're back to where we started.
We're back.
I don't have a liner. They skeep me out.
Well, so does mold on a piece of cloth.
And you wash it.
This is getting too complex. Yeah. I actually would like you to come over and assess what your potential...
I could do that.
Options.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What
else? So I think I'm going to do a dopamine detox.
What does that entail?
I don't know yet. I listened to the first episode.
Okay.
I'm going to do a dopamine detox. Okay. And I think I need to lower my cortisol.
Uh-huh.
But I think if go I do on. A dopamine detox, the cortisol will go down naturally. There we go. What is dopamine? It's not actually, fuck off. Yes, it is. Detoxing refers to the body's natural process of finding and flushing out harmful substances and toxins. So I'm blocked up with dopamine. No, that doesn't make sense. What's dopamine? That's the happy shit, right? I think dopamine detox
dopamine
is
Dopamine detoxing
flushing.
Is a little different. A better term would be dopamine fasting.
Yes.
But for consistency and sentence commonly references... dopamine is an essential neurotransmitter involved in key systems. How do you detox
here you
from
go.
That?
Dopamine is the neurotransmitter released before and after a pleasurable action or experience to encourage us to do that thing. So, unfortunately, this pathway gets a lot of negative press since it's also responsible for the creation of addiction patterns.
Such as alcohol
gambling
consumption.
And sex addiction. Jesus.
Drug usage. Okay.
Okay.
So what are you going to do?
What do you do?
You're not going to eat or drink?
No, it's like a blueprint for your day. So you don't wake up and start
doom
scrolling.
Okay, by deliberately avoiding the activities and substances that give us significant dopamine releases, we can gradually reset our motivation and reward threshold.
Yes.
For instance, if we minimize our social media and TV usage, then gradually the idea of reading that really good book on our list becomes more desirable and we're more motivated to do it. Even normal tasks at work or school can become more enjoyable and we find it easier to stay focused and accomplish more of what we actually need to do.
Okay, I don't want to do this detox.
That sounds like, oh wait, that sounds like Evelyn's brother's silent retreat. Did I tell you the kicker of the whole thing?
Huh.
What she failed to mention and I was crying about after she told me, because you know her dad, she said her dad was going over Christmas. I was like, well, how much does this cost? And she's like, it's free.
Because no one wants to do it.
The silent retreat, 10-day silent retreat is free.
You don't say a word?
Mm-mm. And they feed you vegetarian. And I don't know, it literally, and there's like a wait list. But then her dad got in at the last minute. It's like, whoa, over Christmas.
How did they like it?
He loved it.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, logistics weren't great and the accommodations weren't great, but he loved it.
Wait a minute. So no one
I was
speaks?
Crying when she told me it was free. I'm like, oh my God. No, it's a silent retreat.
But they feed you?
Yeah. Maybe you pay for food when you're there, but I don't know. It's not like
so
you don't
I don't
want to.
Go. I didn't realize what a dopamine detox was, and I don't want to do this anymore. So
yeah,
maybe
what the
I should
hell?
Do.
This is basically like a silent retreat where you're like taking everything out.
That gives you joy.
So then any little tiny so like midget of something's going to make you excited about
it. Yeah, it's like I'm Kyle. Okay, so I mean, I don't want to do this.
No.
I think I want to do a cortisol diet.
What is that?
Dopamine detox is like the weirdest term anyway.
No,
because
it's
you're
like
basically
you're a masochist.
Like, you're basically like, let me take anything that brings me joy or that I'm excited about, let me take it away.
Cortisol diet is anti-inflammatory.
Yeah.
Focus on eating whole foods.
It's like Saqqara.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, so I could just get Saqqara and be, this is like Saqqara.
Oh, and you could eat lean proteins.
Fish and seafood and egg. Who wants to do ProLon with me? I can't do a dopamine detox. I don't want to do a cortisol detox. Well, I want to detox my cortisol, and I think ProLon would be a good start. Please, I itch so bad. Would someone do it with me?
But wait, why? Are we doing this short term? Are we doing like a 5-day short term?
Just a 5-day fast.
Do you know that I actually had a ProLon soup earlier this week?
And you liked it.
I actually like it.
I know.
Is it weird?
No,
I don't want
to do it. Oh, it's Martin Luther King weekend.
I don't want to only eat that for 5 days. I actually like their minestrone and tomato soup.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
It's like a packet. It's like astronaut food.
I don't want to do it before my birthday.
Can you drink on the fast?
No.
Kyle. We do. No. But you're not supposed to.
Well, as long as it's
only clear.
If it looks like water, you can drink
Why
it.
Why didn't it work?
Clear. We've done it. I've done it once or twice full on
once.
All the way through.
I've done it once full on all the way through and I lost 9 pounds. Yeah.
I remember that.
Remember?
Because it was I was the one who introduced you to it mm-hmm. and you really was crazy.
It was good.
That was crazy.
I didn't take any of the pills though. The pills give you the
gas.
Worst.
Oof. Or like it's not even
it's
gas.
Not even
it's like
gas. It's like a tightening of your organs.
Yeah, it feels like no, it feels like gas. It's not like you have gas, but,
no, but
it feels
like
yeah.
Look, your boots are shaking. It's just yeah. It really gets
yeah.
you.
Yeah. It's weird. I went to this chiropractor yesterday who I was on his wait list for like a year. I had given up on even getting in to see him.
I would never.
Well, because he's kind of like what I've heard. He's more of like Eastern healer type.
Okay.
But also
okay.
does adjustments and, you know, has people, everyone who's ever been to him raves about him. Like he's like, there's some magical thing about him.
Yeah.
And I don't know, was last year or maybe a year and a half ago, remember I was having all that hip stuff. So yeah. then I went and I saw some, but I couldn't get into him. So I don't even know if I believe in chiropractors really on the regular, but I just was like, let me do anything that may or may not help. And so I saw another woman in the practice who was good. Was like, okay. I wasn't fixed.
Did it work?
It felt good. It helped. Whatever. It wasn't the cure-all. It didn't change my life. But I wasn't, I would have like, I mean, it definitely helped a little. It felt good. Like a stretching and a realignment.
Yeah.
So then on Monday, I don't know if I told you Friday, like I pulled something, not working out, of course. Usually it is working out. I was like taking a sweatshirt off and I was like, oh, pinch. And then I made it worse by working out. And then Monday they called me like, you're off the wait list. Do you let us know if you want to come in? Left me a voicemail. It was the weirdest thing. So then I was like, well, I should go see this guy. So I went to see him yesterday. And he's like, what's going on? I'm like, my back, you know, upper back, like between my shoulder and my neck. And he's like, well, first of all, it's coming from your gut. And I was like, what? How do you know that? He's like, energetically, that's what I'm sensing.
Okay, keep going.
This is a chiropractor.
Or then a wizard. I let him feel my boobs.
Psychic.
And then
he was like, get undressed.
So I laid face up and he did the craziest, like deep, it like really actually hurt for like 15 minutes, like pressing on. He's like, there's all these kinks in here. He's like, this guy got to release
this guy.
This guy
got to get deeper. Take your pants off.
I wouldn't have cared at all. By the way, at this point in life, after 3 kids, I'm like, please like do something to me. Like molest me. I might like it.
Jesus.
He didn't do anything inappropriate. So he's deep, like deep into this side of my gut.
Yeah.
And it was the weirdest thing because I felt like the pressure from my back really...
Because you know why.
Why? Because it's all connected.
No. Oh, that's what fools say.
Okay. Why? Why, because, Dr. Kreischer?
Because there's something about your diaphragm that connects to your shoulder and upper back. There's something about the muscles under your diaphragm.
Okay. Well, then he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he does.
It was the muscles, but he was also saying like, he's like, have you had reflux lately? And I'm a little bit like, but I hadn't really connected. I hadn't thought much of it. It wasn't like chronic, but I was like, I kind of do. He's like, well, this is definitely either emotional or like something you ate or something.
The diaphragm has attachments. Lumbared vertebrae.
That's
attaches
low.
To the
That's
inner-
low back. Okay. This is a much deeper conversation. Anyways, the point is, he dug into my gut. It really actually hurt. Then I laid on my stomach and he like did all these pressure points, which I was like, I was so zen. He's like, I just reset your nervous system. Like, great. Then,
oh my God, I so want to go to him.
Then I go back onto my back and he does, you know, like the more sort of standard, like adjusting. And it was like, everything was like you hear it all crack. And like, he's like, your clavicle's off. It's like the craziest thing. I left there and I was like floating on air. He's like, this is going to be the new upgraded normal for you. I was like, great. And then
so
what I
have
like,
to wait a year to get into him.
No, call. Maybe they'll. Maybe he's now.
Is he like a Chinese doctor?
He's not Chinese, but I think.
Oh, he's not.
I think he was taught by.
Is he Asian?
No.
Oh.
But I think the guy who taught him and who started this practice was Asian.
Hmm. White guy?
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, and he has like a long mustache.
Seriously?
Yeah. Okay. He's definitely interesting.
What's it called?
He almost looks like a samurai because he has his hair like up in a thing.
What's it called?
It's called Evertruth. Yeah. So, but what I think is cool, and this is the only, I've only been to a few chiropractors, but all of them have always been like, I don't know how they run a business like this. They're like, you know, you don't need to come back. Like only if something goes wrong, come back. But I'm like, don't you want
our business?
I mean, I don't want to be beholden to something like that, but don't you want to keep.
Thank you.
Like, or being like every month come in or every 3 months.
Look at him.
That's him.
You really downplayed that mustache. Jesus.
You got to look this up. It's amazing. It's like a full, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a healer.
He's not accepting new patients. Oh, see, that was spring of 2024, so I just got in.
I think I want to go to the guy above him.
Which one? You're like social, you're profiling.
Yeah.
His dad started it.
Exactly.
But this Tim Barreto is who everybody talks about.
Oh, look at this. For gastrointestinal issues and chronic. Oh, my God. I cannot wait. Services. Will you click on services?
As a child, he role played the medic, the priest, or the shaman.
Acupuncture.
Role played. Yes.
I want acupuncture.
I also have a good acupuncturist who's right across the street. They're in Toluca Lake too, which is amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the needles?
Yeah. Have you done that before?
No, I've always seen
pressure points.
There's no way that feels good.
It does.
What does it do?
So you don't really feel them going in, and then they leave the needles in for, I don't know, anywhere from 15 to 45 minutes even. And sometimes they'll like put heat above it.
Okay.
And it penetrates, it like relaxes, it stimulates, releases chemicals in the brain, spinal cord, and muscles. Yeah. It like, well, there's pressure points in the body that don't just have to do with muscles, also have to do with like the mind and like right?
Breathing.
Digestion. Yeah. You should do it.
Huh.
Can we do it to you?
I'm going to do it.
I don't know about that.
Anyway. I left there. I loved it. And he's like, you know, you should be fixed until something else happens and not like, come see me, you know,
in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or something like that, yeah.
Which is a sign that obviously they're not hot up for business. And he clearly isn't trying to, he's like in it for, to actually like
you
help
felt
people.
Noticeably different.
I like hugged him when I left. I was like, thank you.
Thank you for this.
Yes. Crazy. It was crazy. And the woman before me leaving too was, it was, she was also like, I was referred by a friend who was raved about him like over a year ago. But the woman before me leaving was like, oh my gosh, this is going to change everything.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go.
The massaging of the thing. I was like, am I going to like injure me in any way? It's like hurt. But it was weird how you feel the connection. Want me to do it to you? She's thinking about
right
it.
Now.
She's thinking about it. I'm qualified. But there is something so gratifying about hearing all the vertebrae go.
I don't want anyone to do that to me.
Does Bert do that?
No, I can do it to my neck though a lot.
No.
Does Bert not go to a chiropractor ever?
No one in our family would ever go to a chiropractor. That's taboo in our family. We can't do that.
Well, my dad can adjust me and is obviously like, you know, trained to do that. And he's not the type who thinks you need to do it all the time. But every once in a while, I think he's...
They're just not doctors.
Huh?
They're not doctors. They're healers.
Well, chiropractors are, I mean, I guess they're not MDs.
Doctors.
Yeah, no, yeah. They're DCs, it said. I don't know what that stands for. What is the credential for a chiropractor? Halston?
It's okay. Like.
You should try to get in. There's like a fountain in the room. It's very soothing. Oh, DC.
Yeah.
Doctor of Chiropractic. a postgraduate degree that typically takes 4 years to complete. That's no joke.
Well, college takes 4 years to complete.
After a postgraduate degree.
It's like,
and that's like med school, but you probably don't have to do the residency or whatever that, I mean, I'm sure there's still hours of.
They're like, let's get cracking.
That's the slogan.
We're all done. School's out for summer. Let's do some adjustments.
I mean, one wrong move, though.
You're dead. You're that playmate. That playmate died.
Yeah. The what?
The playmate.
What?
That playmate in L.A. died. She went to her chiropractor to get an adjustment. One wrong move, and it severs, like, a vein, and she died instantly. That's why you don't go to chiropractors.
What? That's ridiculous. There's so many chiropractors. That's sus.
Would you ever go?
So if this guy let you in tomorrow, you wouldn't go to him?
I'd go to him. I'd just be like, I don't need an adjustment. I just want you to dig into me with your...
He'd probably be like, you're good. Yeah, you're like tentacles. Your little tentacles. Your Fu Manchu.
I just want them to do acupuncture on me. I want them to...
They're not the ones who do the acupuncture.
But I want acupuncture. I want
cupping. Would you do the cupping?
Yeah, sure, I'd do that. But I also just want I want them to look at my hands and tell me what to eat. I want them to reset my nervous system. I want a lot of things. My back's fine though.
Well, the looking at your hands and telling you what to eat—that's really super Eastern. Like
I want to go. That's why I was asking if he was Asian or Chinese.
I have a really good, a lot of the best acupuncturists that at least that I used to go to one and everyone I've talked to, they're usually like all on the West Side. Evelyn has a guy that's very.
Oh, really?
Holistic, does blood work, does all of that.
I want to do that. That's what I want.
But have you ever done acupuncture?
No.
I have a really good girl. She's actually next to the Evertruth people. In Toluca Lake, and it's called Wildflower Acupuncture. She's really good, and she's like it's just easy. It's and it's awesome. You'll be so relaxed when you leave. That should be your entry. See if you like it.
Okay.
I got supplements and powders and all these things like shroom, whatever they are. They're like herbs.
Did he do your blood? Did you go to Evelyn's person?
No.
Fuck.
No. For what?
I don't know. I just want to get blood work.
You just had blood work.
I know I want more blood work. Why? And I want him to tell me like to stop eating like Wonder Bread or something. I don't know.
Do you
I
just eat Wonder Bread?
Sometimes.
What?
Not all the time.
Do they even make Wonder Bread anymore? It feels like an illegal substance.
It's delicious. Yeah, that's what I want. And I also saw this thing on Instagram that like you should instead of like drinking like liquid IV and Gatorade, you should really just be drinking coconut water.
My dad just wrote an article about how coconut water is not the
hydrating.
For the amount of sugar in it, it's not that much more hydrating.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. I was just about to go.
Who said that to you? Where'd you read that?
It was like my whole algorithm is like people that are throwing up and stuff.
Yeah.
So once again, in their sleep
with mouth tape on, wearing mouth tape.
And so it was like, instead of this, do this. Instead of this,
What was the source?
I don't know. A mom on Instagram.
Okay. So hold on. Our Norse products, are you over them now?
Oh my God. I'm breaking out so bad.
You broke out again.
Well, I ordered it on Amazon.
I sort of want to squeeze that one.
I would be open to it. I read on their site.
You loved it. And now they're back. So are you still loving it?
No.
Should we tell Jenny to return?
I already told her. I was like, call me immediately.
When?
Last night.
Did you talk?
She's like, I'm at a dinner. What's happening? I was like, Norse, where'd you buy it?
Oh, why?
She's like, Amazon. I was like, abort mission.
Why?
It's counterfeit.
What do you mean?
So I opened the two Norse. So I ordered it from the site.
Yeah.
And I ordered it from Amazon. So the Amazon one looks like tapioca pudding where you're like, it's like a lotion.
Did you use that one?
Yes. And then I got the actual Norse stuff last night.
Yeah.
And it's like a wax that you're like.
Do you like the wax? Well, clearly the other thing worked for you for a minute.
It did. So now I'm really torn. Did you hear that little frog noise?
That was my stomach.
That was your stomach?
Yeah.
So now I'm torn.
It's after my gut massage. It's talking to you. It's the third. It's the fourth.
So I don't know. Her chin doesn't look any better though. It was good.
Stop touching it.
Can't stop.
Don't worry about it.